Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dr. Pierce Howard is our guest. Dr. Pierce Howard is the author of the new book, The Owner's Manual for Happiness. He's the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, the co-author of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. We've talked about all of these over the last 13-plus years. He and his wife, Jane, have been members of our Brain Trust. The new book, The Owner's Manual for Happiness at Work, Essential Elements of a Meaningful Life. In the previous segment, Pierce, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, we talked about the definition of happiness and the trait happiness. And what was the other? Not trait happiness. Trait and state. Trait happiness is where you're naturally a happy person. State happiness is where you're happy because something made you happy, like a double cone of chocolate ice cream or something like that. And so, you wind up first in line at the Apple Store today or whatever. So, in one chapter, Pierce, you say happiness isn't for everyone. That's kind of rude, isn't it?
Happiness is comprised of two dimensions. Positive emotion, the abundance of positive emotions and the absence of negative emotions. Those two dimensions are spread normally among the population. And if you look at the top third of the population on positive emotions, those are the people who are relatively absent of, day in and day out, they experience positive emotions, the joy of discovery, the giggliness of good times with friends and all of mm-hmm. that. The top third of the positive emotions, and people who have that, plus they are in the bottom third of the negative emotions, and they seldom experience anxiety or sadness or anger. They're typically calm and tranquil or experiencing the positive emotions. So if you multiply that one-third times one-third, that's one person in nine has that combination. Those two together,
mm-hmm.
and that one in nine, those are the people that are basically born that way. They're
yeah.
born happy, and it's the other eight in nine that have varying degrees of that happy
mm-hmm.
quality,
mm-hmm.
and that they are the ones that this book is really for. Because what I'm saying is that, for example, if you are in flow, if you are so engaged in what you're doing that you lose all sense of time and temperature and hunger and that sort of thing, if you're so engaged in what you're doing, whether it's building a model airplane or reading a book or working in a garden, but you're totally in flow, you're not happy or unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
It's an emotionless state,
mm-hmm.
but it's a very satisfying place to be. You know, when you kind of come out of it, you say, "Oh my gosh, where'd the time go?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's a nice place to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the options to it are being frustrated or being bored.
Right.
And those are not good places to be.
Well, so, Pierce, I may be that one out of nine.
Well, I would not be surprised if you weren't.
Well, and I'm not. I might not be that one, but I'm going to be the. I'm going to be right next to that, the second or the third one. And but here's one of the things that I've learned about me. I'm more like that as I get older, because I sweat. Because I've been through so much. Because I've been to the mad. I've gone to the. You know, I've been to the depths and brought myself back. I've overcome a lot. Whenever I see a challenge. It doesn't take. I know it's probably not going to take me down. I know it may be tough, but I know, you know, as Sylvester Q. Pussycat once said, I've been thrown out of better places than this, you know. And so my point is over time, I feel like I have made myself more like that because I don't sweat the small stuff as much as I used to. Is that a growth? Is that a happiness
yeah.
growth possibility?
That's a part of human development. In fact, the research is very clear that when one reaches middle age, that sense of happiness does in fact start increasing.
So when we talked earlier about that you couldn't really become that, you couldn't change your personality to become a happy person if you're an unhappy person, there is hope if they just log a few more hours on this earth, right?
Well, that. But, you know, there are things that you can do that will improve your mood either temporarily or a little bit. They may not take you giant steps in the direction of happiness, but there are things that you can do to improve it. And there's a chapter in the book that deals with what we call choices and circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
There's circumstances into which we're born that fate has us in that can influence our degree of happiness. And when humanly possible, we might try to change those circumstances. One is being born into a malevolent dictatorship.
Yeah.
And if we can get out of that, it's certainly going to have a boost.
And you know, one of the most interesting things to you can just, an amateur could do this, is observe four or five children of the same family, raised by the same parents, same circumstances, how all five of them will have different states of happiness. It's amazing,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a research project right there, isn't it?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah. Hey, Pierce, I need you to tell the audience where they can find the book.
It's available at Amazon.com, and your favorite bookseller can get it from Ingram.
And also Syntax.com, right?
And you can come to my company, www.syntax.com.
C-E-N-T-C-S. Can they get digital?
C-E-N-T-A-C-S.
A-C-S. All right, can they get, and that's .com. Can they get digital versions of it, too?
They will be available. They're not available today.
The Owner's Manual for Happiness. Pierce, we got more to talk about. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.